Howdy, folks. Welcome to Solve This. I'm your host, Widget Walls, and this is a podcast/panel/improv audio buffet for needcoffee.com. And you can tell we're live because of the sneeze. A better cue than what I wrote in the script. Thank you, Aaron. Now, our listeners are astute, well-read, and educated people, so this is not news to them, but it must be said, this world is a problematic place to be certain. But you don't need another podcast that catalogs the problems. You need a podcast that provides you with solutions by the pound. So to achieve this goal, we have a panel of four expert problem solvers. They'll be working on a variety of different problems that I will be giving them, and they will receive points based on creativity, ingenuity, originality, and insanity. In this show, our first episode of the new series is being recorded in front of a live audience at Dragon Con 2012. We are coming to you from the Atlanta Ballroom of the lovely Westin Hotel, and since we can actually see each other instead of recording this over Skype, well, that's a wild card we never expected to be thrown. So now let's meet our panel, because I'd like for our audience to get to know their particular problem-solving styles. I'm going to ask them to relate a convention-related problem that they've had to solve that could be useful knowledge for our audience both here and listening at home. So first we'll go with Aaron Poole, podcaster, filmmaker, and contributor to the website of Doom. Aaron, can you tell us of a convention-centered issue that has required your attention?
Well, last year I got con crud. For anybody who goes to conventions knows, it's basically the Ebola virus that you receive from being around so many people. I feel I've got the problem solved. I've stopped making out with weird girls in the Marriott. I kind of feel like that might be the thing behind it, but this year I've just made out with weird boys in the Marriott instead.
Well, if you survive to the third series, you'll have to let us know how it worked.
Are you calling me weird?
Oh, and on that bombshell, next we have J.J. Hawkins. J.J. J.J., he also hangs his hat at the website of Doom and is host of Martin Eats Podcast. J.J., can you tell us about a convention problem that you brought to a timely end?
Well, the thing that I've worked on mainly this year is because, like, everybody here, we share, like, 50,000 people to a room. So what I've discovered is after the beds are taken, the floor is taken, the ottoman's taken, the desk is taken, this year I brought the hooks that you hang hanging plants from, and I brought my own hammock. You can stack people up seven high.
Nice. I too have watched that episode of Boardwalk Empire, so well done. Next we have John Patel.
Oh, yes?
Yes. Yeah, someone clap for John, please.
Take it off!
John is the chairman of the board at the Unique Geek and a chief technical consultant for our Need Coffee AV needs, so pity him. John, you're a convention veteran. What's a problem that was alleviated by your mad skills?
Okay, a lot of people have a misconception that they have solved the registration issue with this newfangled computer program. Actually, what I did is I worked with the alternate history track and I created a time bubble around the registration area. Okay, and so what we did is, you are actually going into an alternate universe where you can actually just pick up your badge and go. The unfortunate side effect is anybody that knows about anything about quantum time physics thingies, is that you have to replace that time someplace else. So what we wound up doing is we stuck it in the Skyway Bridges. So unfortunately, there is that side effect.
To every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. So. Last but most assuredly not least, we are joined by Rox of Spaz House, our Need Coffee Artist in Residence. Yes, yes indeed. She's our Need Coffee Artist in Residence, a zine mastermind and card-carrying villain. Rox, you two have been to many a con. What's a related problem that you've had to overcome?
Eating. I have learned that if you scoot through the con suite, you can create a queso sandwich that fits in a cup. It's easy, portable. You just stack a chip, queso, and take it to go. It's handy for those of us that are always on panels, you never eat. I just swipe some sort of cereal from there. So yeah, think about the queso sandwich in a cup.
The thing you need to know about Rox's answer is, well, we'll make stuff up to be funny. This is actually what she does.
Very true.
This is a serious thinker.
Yes, it's very true. We Some things are stranger than fiction. So, all right, we have a full panel of experts. I have a bunch of problems in front of me to solve, and we for the first time have an audience. So let's give this a try. Audience, say hi to the panel.
Hi!
That is fantastic. All right, for the first round, Rox, let's start with you. Rox, solve this. You're in a zombie walk, but if a zombie apocalypse were to break out for real, how would you know?
Oh, that's simple. I would have makeup on. You could blood has a certain smell that's metallic. I'm the one that was on the murder panel last night. Murder and mayhem for fun and profit. Anyway, just by smelling out other zombies, you can take a cue from Shaun of the Dead. So if you smell a zombie, you walk shamble the other way. And the thing is, for those of a zombie walk, we'll all know you sweat profusely under makeup. So you'll see this drying, sort of melting type of thing. So you can herd the live people away from the other zombies into the nearest Starbucks.
I certainly like that ending. Well done. So, John, over to you. Problem
yes.
for you. After having one too many drinks during a convention, you get back to your hotel and you realize you have misplaced your pants.
Why is that a problem?
This is Dragon Con.
That is a valid answer, I must say.
Okay, so I assume now I don't have my key to get into the door.
You could make that assumption, yes?
Yes, sure, why not?
Yeah.
Let's see. I will go find Aaron and get my pants back.
They look better on me anyway.
Yes, but the way you wear them is so strange.
I need headwear, what can I say?
Something you should know about me too, I am taking this very seriously and doing things that I actually have to do.
I understand.
Oh my God.
All right, so JJ,
yes.
Over to you, sir.
Okay.
Just like in I Am Legend, you are the last man on Earth.
Okay.
However, unlike I Am Legend, the rest of the populace has been turned into puppets. Vampire puppets.
I wanted that question.
Well, the thing is that anybody knows that follows puppets. You know, there is one word that is going to memorize any puppet anytime, and I'm betting I'm going to get a response because we have a live audience.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're being chased by vampire puppets, all you have to do is turn around and say, Menomina. Menomina. I rest my case.
Well done. Well done, and very distracting. That is really terrifying. Rox, would you like to explain for those listening at home?
Oh, this is the Lady Lane Fairchild puppet that actually is the queen of all the vampire puppets. So this is the actual creature you're going to have to defeat, and she is tough.
She's the big boss.
Mom?
You can't get to level two without her. Yeah. Nice. All right, so Aaron, over to you.
Okay.
Your problem is this.
Okay.
Your prospects of being a professional dancer are crushed.
True story.
Because your feet are guilty to the point of being devoid of rhythm.
Aaron's got guilty feet?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's according to George Michael. My guilty feet ain't got no rhythm.
This was implanted in my head by the person wandering around randomly playing it on a saxophone during the con. Which is both awesome and terrifying.
Okay.
So yes, Aaron.
Quick insight for people who aren't around when we're recording this on Skype. I often have to ask people to repeat the question because I'm not paying attention half the time. And now after singing Careless Whisper, I've completely forgot what I'm supposed to tell. So what was it again?
Your problem is this. Your prospects of, and sometimes I cut these out, most
times
I don't.
Yeah, we're going to keep it in this.
Your prospects of being a professional dancer
That's
are
it.
Crushed.
Okay,
yes,
I get this now.
Yes.
Well, there is a particular brand of dancing which I've always been very good at, and if my guilty feet ain't got no rhythm, I've always been a fan of chair dancing, when you're slightly too awkward to get up and dance in the middle of the dance floor, you'll just do this thing on the chair where you start like kind of moving your arms and like maybe points and going, hey, pretty baby. We go oogie boogie, yeah? And stay there until everyone leaves and you cry alone. But I think I'll probably stick to that method and maybe release a DVD and become famous.
Of you crying alone?
Well, yeah. That's already available on YouTube. You don't have to pay for that. But if you want to buy Chair Dancing by Aaron Poole, you can find it online for $3.99.
Are you starting a Kickstarter?
That much?
Yeah.
Chair starter. Okay. All right, so we've reached the end of that round. I can tell you the scores are, we have JJ and Rox are tied for third place with 6 points. See, it's math. I usually cut this part out, too. 7 points has John Boutel in second place. And in first place is Aaron with 8. Well done, Aaron.
Boom! Oh my god!
This isn't wrestling, nobody's a heel. I mean,
okay. And I'd also point out that we have been arguing for weeks because you know, we've recorded a season of this show before, and we always knew he took down points. He wasn't just making them up off the top of his head, and we always couldn't figure out what his scoring system was. So this is an insight tonight.
I've been watching him the
yeah,
whole time.
Yeah, it's all I can pay attention to. It's like, doesn't know here, doesn't know here. Okay, this is interesting. Well, screw you guys.
All right, so for ongoing rounds, we are going to need buzzers. Now, it may seem cheap that we've asked our panelists to show up with their own buzzers.
Here's my own math, $20.
I am the Alan Davies on this show.
All right, so. What was I saying? Yes, we're going to need buzzers. Now, it may seem cheap that we've asked our panelists to show up with their own buzzers, but that's not the main reason we have this tradition. It's because we normally record this over Skype, and a buzzing system has not been invented yet that will work over Skype. Sometimes Skype barely works. Anyway, that's the problem when our panelists show up with their own buzzers, which they have also done today. Let's introduce them into the mix now. John, what is your buzzer?
I'm going to rob.
Oh, that works. That works. Rox, what do you have?
I stole this outside.
Aaron, what have you got for us?
One moment. I feel like it needs a dramatic introduction.
Okay. Aaron, for the people at home, could you please explain what just happened?
For those who don't know, this is the infamous rock piano, the incredibly expensive and technological piece of equipment that basically I bought for $15 in a small toy store. It is for those who can't see at home, purple and pink and incredibly clunky, but this should be my buzzer this evening.
That'll do. Fantastic. And JJ, what do you have for us?
Well, I have a backup buzzer, but I would like to take advantage of the fact that we have an audience, so... People, if you see me do this, I want you to yell, "Hey, witch!" Let's give it a try.
Hey, witch!
That's my buzzer.
I cried bell.
A counter argument. If I do this, I'll give you $5.
And remember, people, I do have a backup. You can be replaced.
Replaced by a cow in a can.
Very quiet cow in a can, so I hope they do their job.
It's from Portland, it's very moral. Hello.
What is a quiet can?
That is a very...
Meow!
Wow, that was amazing. All right, so we add all of that mayhem into the mix, and point-wise, we wind up with... we wind up with JJ and John are tied with 9 points. We have Aaron with 11 points, and Rox is ahead with 12 points.
I wonder why.
Hey, coming to con's expensive. All right. Now, on to our next round. Those buzzers are going to come in handy. It's a not as quick fire round in which the players can buzz in on each other's answers. So once the answer is given, give them a moment to get it out, but you can buzz in for one of three reasons. You feel there's a problem your colleague has not foreseen. If you think you have a better altogether solution, or if you can argue for why it's not actually a problem. So, JJ, we'll start with you.
Okay.
JJ, solve this. You've bought a bargain space tourism ticket and have gone into space. Once in space, however, you read the fine print and discover the reason it was a bargain, it was one way.
Well, I'm assuming, and you could make these assumptions, that if it was bargain, that they probably don't have the proper shielding to go into space. And as we know, cosmic rays are incredibly healthy. I mean, they're very good for you. I mean, at the very worst, you have an invisible bubble, which will shield you from falling. You'll be able to catch into flame, which will help with re-entry. You'll be solid brick, which, you know, you might end up a little chipped by the time you land, or you'll be a rubber ball, and it'll take you about 5 or 6 bounces to stop. So I really don't see that it's a bad investment, because I'm going to come home a superhero, and that's really all I've ever wanted to begin with, which is why I bought the ticket.
All right, so John, I think you buzzed in. His brother's possessed. Solve that problem. Anyway, John, yes, you buzzed.
Yeah, actually, Fantastic Four sucked.
The film, but there have been lots of things called comic books before that.
What are those?
Well, there's a gentleman called Stan Lee. He was here.
Who's he?
He left. Stan Lee has left the building. Don't in.
Has he?
No. Oh, okay. Yes.
But check his IMDb. He's done lots of movies.
No. Okay. So first of all, you would need an arch villain then, right? Assuming that you're going on down this path.
Are you volunteering, John?
No.
The crowd seem to hate me already, so I might as well take that position.
Of
the villain.
We're going to fight over who's going to be JJ's villain.
No, I'm going to be the villain.
No, I wasn't like saying position like doggy style or anything like that. Like, you know, the crowd don't hate me, let's do it. I mean, the position of the vacancy of his arch nemesis.
And let's face it, if in a mirror universe, my evil self would be clean-shaven, have like short blonde hair, and you know, you probably are the mirror universe me.
Let's assume that Aaron is your arch nemesis. That means he was exposed to cosmic rays as well?
Well, obviously.
He wouldn't clear freaking customs with that thing in his hand.
By that thing in his hand, for those listeners at home, we do mean rock piano.
Yeah, obviously.
Just saying, it's a family show.
Obviously, he's more of like the Red Ghost and the Super Apes. Apes, you know.
I would like to object because I don't read.
So oh my! Well,
I got nothing else.
I think
I'm the villain that sold you that ticket.
Thank you, Rox.
There's something to be said for that. Well, I'm sort of amazed I didn't expect there to be suddenly a superhero and then a rogues gallery to spring up instantly. But that's pretty much how it works. So, all right, we'll move on to the next one. Rox, your secret conquest of the planet Mars would be legendary if anyone knew about it, but you have kept your empire a secret until now. However, the Earthlings have landed an SUV on Mars, and it is snooping, and it might reveal you. What do you do?
That's interesting. Because what we've done, just like Capricorn 1, it's not really there. We thought of this. It took months for it to get there. It's actually on the other side. They think it's on this one location, but it's not there. It's on a set in my backyard.
So the guy with the mohawk was just part of the distraction. But yes.
I do believe that I have already claimed proprietary rights on everything Mars needs, I believe, for over 180 episodes of my podcast. So I say, get off my backyard.
And I say to you, sir, get off that corner where you're pimping.
Yes. Aaron, you are actually buzzing in.
I say there's a problem with her saying that the whole thing's been faked, because if that was true, Buzz Aldrin would have punched her in the face by now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Buzz Aldrin! Oh.
You can't find Spaz House from Google.
That is actually factually correct.
That's factual. I'll look it up right now.
All right, we'll call time on that one.
Okay.
Fighting over being a villain, fighting over Mars, fighting over Rox's backyard. Can't we all just get along? All right, fine. John, this one's for you?
Yes, sir.
You've been invited to what you think is a zombie costume party. You show up fully zombified, only to find that the theme isn't zombies, but Downton Abbey instead.
There's a difference? You, sir, have got me at a quandary, at a crossroads, at a conundrum. Because I have no idea what Downton Abbey is.
Oh my!
I am actually familiar that there is a particular thing called that. Never watched it, so.
So?
I assume there are zombies in it, and thus it's not a problem.
That's an interesting tack. Would anyone like to object? Rocks, yes?
It's simple. Just say you were in a hunt, you know, you were on a fox hunt. It's simple. And just show up all
the time. A zombie fox hunt.
Yes.
Now, which is the zombie? The hunters or the hunted fox?
The horses.
Yes.
I, every time he does that, I think he's doing a televangelism thing. I really feel like I should be able to get up and walk or something. Yes, yes, JJ, yes.
What I would say is it's not a problem if it's a zombie Robert Altman, because then you can just consider it Gosford Park the series.
Wow.
Wait. What'd you just write there?
No, he went to zombie Gosford Park. I mean, you get points for that. Not a fan. All right, so, all right, we'll call time on that one. Now, we'll go to you, Aaron, for yours.
Oh. I'm playing this
game? Your problem, I mean.
Okay.
The good news is you're going to watch a taping of Iron Chef. The bad news is the chairman has announced you are the secret ingredient.
Okay. I have often asked that guy to eat me before, but I...
You were jealous of the pepper at the beginning? Is that what it is? Wow. Okay.
I have been reserved to a spicy before.
Which Aaron Poole? Hold on. I gotta pull this thing up.
Okay. I'm sorry, is that an Android phone, John?
Yeah.
You got your answer.
Yeah, John, you buzz.
Oh,
yes.
I buzz because I call BS on the I've been called spicy.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow.
How quickly I've won the crowd back in my favor. This is awesome.
Such villainy. It's a good thing we don't do this in the same room often.
I would say if we can at all just change Iron Chef to Iron Man Chef. And just turn Tony Stark into this biznatch and power our way out of here with, you know, a fight with Dr. Doom. I mean, we've had too many villains in here already, so why not? Oh, here we go.
You already signed a contract for that show. It's an ironclad one.
Oh! Yeah. Aaron tried to storm out, realized there is no backstage exit.
Stormed out over my buzzer.
Yes, JJ.
I am not going to allow my arch villain to be killed by anybody other than me. So, if they try to chop up Aaron Poole and make him into ice cream, I am going to be there to play the hero. I may not be the hero that he deserves, but I'm the hero that he needs.
We really don't need another hero.
Oh.
We don't need a... Wait.
Oh, hell.
I need a hero. I'm calling out for a hero in the middle of the night.
All right, we're calling out. I'm calling time for the sake of our collective sanity. All right, so.
We could be heroes just for one day.
All right. The licensing fees we're going to have to pay on this podcast would be ridiculous. This would be the unheard episode. Oh, Jesus. All right, so at the end of that round, I can tell you that we have currently, John, you're in third place with 15 points. We have JJ next with 17, and Aaron and Rox are currently tied at 18. All right, our next round is a group round. Here's how it works. You will be given a complicated problem to solve. As part of your solution, you should mention someone else you're going to contact for help. At that point, I will say freeze, and I will assign that role to someone else on the panel. You must then work together to solve the solution. Now, please note, based on prior experience, we give out bonus points if we can actually work towards resolution instead of utter doom. And with these four, we can make utter doom out of practically anything. So, all right, John, we'll start with you.
Moo.
You are about to have to go into the recovery room and meet the man who should have been the $6 million man and break the news to him that due to budget setbacks, he's actually the $14.95 man.
Okay. Who is the Excuse me, Mr. Spodgers.
There was a phrase. JJ, why don't you be Mr. Spodgers? Proceed.
Mr. Spodgers.
Yes.
I know that someone came in earlier and was discussing, you know, that there's a possibility that we could replace and fix you, and that we in fact had the technology.
Yes, how did this decision go?
Well, apparently, that guy, we'll just call him Bob, he had misread the chart. It was actually Rogers is who they were looking for.
Okay.
So really, we don't have any money, and the best we can do is replace your leg with a shovel. Your arm with a jackhammer?
Ladies.
That's okay.
And your eye with a binocular.
Hmm.
Now, literal binocular is actually going to be seeing two things out of the left eye.
So I'm kind of like a spider.
Kind of like a spider, sure. However, there's been another thing, too.
Okay.
The spider that did bite you?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was actually a tick. Yeah. So you will have a craving for blood often.
Oh, yeah.
And get a little bloated. Yeah, and people will want to prick you. Nurse, can you come in here?
Freeze, rocks, I guess you're the nurse. Hello, nurse.
Sexist.
Come on in.
Hello.
I have some
nurse.
Yes, you
forget my name.
Yeah, I forget everybody's name. I'm a doctor. I don't need to remember these things. I got more important things to do, like not saving people's lives. As we discussed earlier, I'm going to need you to drain Mr. Spodger's blood vessels or blood sac here. If you don't mind.
Hey, nurse, come drain my blood sac. Hello, nurse. Come on, come here. It's right here. Here,
let me clean it up. Here,
I think the nurse likes you.
I'll get the cigarette going. Hold on.
Oh, well, doctor, don't you know there's a hierarchy here? I'm head nurse. So, Nurse Fleming?
Freeze. Aaron. You are the other nurse. You enter the scene.
Hey, baby, come drain my blood sack.
Excuse me, sir, I don't believe you should talk to me like that.
I'll talk to you anyway.
Nurses can be mad too.
I have an HMO. It's gonna pay at least 50 cents of this money.
I believe we replaced his blood with lager at some point during the evening. Is that true?
From his charts, it's actually vodka.
Oh.
But not the expensive stuff.
There's only one thing we can do here at this point. Get a straw. Let's get pissed.
Who wants to do shovel shots off my leg?
Alright, time. I think that was actually not... That was doom and yet a solution all in one. Which I think... Well done. I think bonus points all around for that. Although I'm going to have... blood sack going through my head for days.
Blood sack, baby.
Blood sack, baby. Gosh. You've killed a strange man in the front row. Aaron, over to you to begin this one.
Okay.
Aaron, you answer a Craigslist ad for help with working a haunted house. It's October, so you don't think anything of it, and you take the gig. However, upon your arrival, it becomes clear this is an actual haunted house.
Okay. Well, I better speak to the manager then, because I want to get out of this job. So, where's the manager around here?
Freeze. If I picked anyone but you, Rox, you would hate me. Rox, you're the manager of the haunted house. Proceed.
Excuse me, ma'am. I'd like to talk to you for a minute. I'm not too happy about the working conditions here, and I want to go over my contract with you. Is that okay?
That's fine. What's wrong?
I don't believe at any point that I signed anything that said that I was allowed to have a skeleton stare at me when I'm peeing.
Gerald.
Well, I wouldn't mind if Gerald wasn't touching himself so much.
It's a skeleton.
I get stage fright and I can't really go, and I haven't peed in 4 days.
Oh, okay. What you need to do is actually, we have that problem solved. You're using that bathroom. You need to use the hall closet that has a little pee bottle.
Okay, but I would, but there's a guy who's in the room next door who has these fangs and a slick back haircut that he keeps telling me he wants to sparkle in the sun with me. I mean, at first I thought it was kind of flattering, but it was really weird when Kristen Stewart kept hanging out with us as well. So, I could take the vampire, but her, no way. So I really wish, is there any way that we could change shifts with somebody, or if I could, maybe I could come back another time?
No, it's Halloween. There is no other way. You're working the day shift.
Yeah, but that's the problem. That means I can see them.
All right, then you could work the night shift.
Okay, but then I have to hang out with the werewolf. And at this point, I'm just tired of eating like mac and cheese with like 16 inches of hair on top.
You just pull it out.
All right, yeah, but what about the mac and cheese and the hair on top?
Freeze. I'm sorry I didn't say freeze faster. I will say that, JJ, it would be too obvious if you were the werewolf. So, John, you enter the scene as the werewolf.
This is Reginald. If you have an issue, please bring it up to him.
Okay, Reg. Listen, I know we're good buds. I know we've shared a few biscuits in our time. You always fetch me my shoes when I'm going home at the end of the day. But I mean, to be honest, just between me and you, because the manager is clearly not in the room right now. Let's go into business ourselves. I figure me, you, we get a van, some redheaded chick and some jock guy, and we'll solve some crimes.
I think we'll call time on that, because I can't think of a better solution. Well played. I'm sorry, I was distracted by, I was thinking John as Wookiee, but apparently you went to Scooby-Doo, which is actually quite best.
I'd like to point out that Aaron was being spectrally harassed in that last...
I would like to point out that...
Look, I had that joke working in my head. Maybe you should have stayed there?
Yeah. It's DragonCon, it's happened before.
Nothing's getting cut out of this episode, so that stays in.
Better than the skeleton boner joke I had going.
Where were you 5 minutes ago?
I didn't get called in.
Yeah, you kind of have to make the call. All right, so, Rox, we'll... Dear God. Rox, we'll go over to you for this next one. Ross, your plan to ensure that the world would never run out of pie has backfired. Your pie-making machine has gone sentient and rogue and is trying to create so many pies that the world is smothered in them.
Can I ask what kind of pie?
A variety.
Well, we all know that, lemon meringue is a good adhesive. So, honestly, I really don't see a problem, because we can actually, put that in vats and stuff and ship it overseas.
And you're going to call somebody in when?
Well,
she's solving the problem. Don't worry about it. She's got this under control.
So what I need to do is call a shipping company so we could package said adhesive pie, lemon meringue pie.
Can we call an actual shipping company? Can you get their phone out and just ring one?
All right, freeze. JJ, I think you should be the shipping company. So, Rox, make the call.
Oh, hold on. No.
specificity shipping.
Hello, this is Rox of Spaz House.
Hello, Spaz House. What can we do for you today?
Right now, my global plan of domination, I'm running into a little snag.
Oh, we specialize in global domination. We reach every continent in the entire world.
Okay. Well, I have a pie-making machine, of which is making lemon meringue pies and probably cherry pies, and of which we know it is a good adhesive once it dries, because there's eggs in it, and once it dries, it's hard to get out. So.
Okay, so what you're saying, you're going to need non-machinable shipping for, we do not want to get the glue into the machinery, which means we cannot ship UPS, we cannot ship FedEx, and so we'll probably have to go DHL, which means shipping would be a little bit more, but you'll have to avoid the post office entirely because they don't ship with dry ice.
That's fine.
Will you be needing overnight shipping?
It can go ground or overseas.
Okay. Now here's what I'm going to need from you today.
Freeze. John?
Yes, sir. Why you called me into this mess?
Oh, thank God he called you into this mess.
I saw the end in sight. I saw the finish line.
Because you're actually going to ship a box.
That was a good idea.
$20 to help me out.
Solution is a solution, man. I don't care about the world.
The box is just about to be lifted up and handed to you any second. John, I'm calling you into this because I can.
I see, sir.
John, you entered the scene as the sentient pie-making machine. I'm sure you might have something to say about this.
What are you doing with my children? Nobody was supposed to marry in a box. excuse me, ma'am, you didn't say anything about shipping live mammals. We're going to have an entirely different set of specifications for that. Especially if they are particularly sticky live sentient beings, as we were completely saying before.
He hasn't been licensed yet, so we can't really agree that he is sentient.
Excuse me. Do you think...
I got us two phones, by the way.
It's a party line.
It's on the same line. It's a party line.
It's a party line,
yeah. It's like, boo, boo, boo. I'm sorry, I was trying to ring it for a pizza.
excuse me, Mr. Machine, do you think...
Yes. Therefore, I have the lower rate.
No, he thinks, therefore, he is. Therefore, I believe, according to the Star Trek rules of shipping, he is alive. Which means you're going to have to get him a plane ticket.
That's fine. You have a cargo plane, a C-130.
Where are we putting me?
Oh, you're going to go with your children. It's so simple.
I don't want to go anywhere.
Don't you want to go to Disneyland?
My children would be more there. No, I don't want to go!
I can give you multiple passes.
This will only end if you actually go to Disneyland, John. Just go. Send us a postcard, take a picture from
it. It's my world after
all. I'm sorry, Aaron just mentioned the scene as a travel agent.
Yes, I called the travel agent. If you'd like to talk to the travel agent, please hold the line.
My babies.
No. We'll set you up in what is it, the world of
pies?
Dolphin. The dolphins
are always
awesome
one of these
place.
That has to splat peck against the wall, always.
I know.
Is that a pie joke?
It is.
Okay, just check it. So I'm sorry, where were we? You were making
a call.
We're calling the travel agent.
Excuse me, machine, does this smell like chloroform?
Oh, that's my line, JJ.
It's too late.
There,
you're going to Disneyland, and you're going to Disneyland, and you're going to Disneyland, and you're going to Disneyland.
Yay!
Welcome to Disneyland, the Epcot world of pie. You just played around to solve this. What are you going to do next?
Oh, Disneyland!
Dear God. I'm terrified. All right. JJ, you're going to start this one.
Go away.
JJ, you are the special effects genius who gave us the fight effects in the old Batman series, making the words pow, biff, and sock appear on the screen.
Now, you have been out of work for some time. You need to revitalize your career.
Well, the first person I'm going to call is Christopher Nolan, because I'm going to hope there's another Batman film.
Okay, let's see. Aaron, you were only a travel agent at the very end of that one. I think you should be Christopher Nolan. Make the call, sir.
Ring.
Oh.
I'm sorry, you weren't ready.
You know that the game still keeps going, right?
Hello, this is Christopher Nolan's office.
Denied.
Hey! Let me talk to Christopher Nolan.
Right
now.
Who am I speaking to, please?
I am known as the special effects genius who created the word POW! You might know me as the name... Tim.
All right, Tim, do you have an appointment to call? He's a very busy man.
Just put him through.
Sir, you have a call on line four.
Thank you.
Paging Christopher Nolan.
I've answered the phone, it's fine. Hello, what can I do for you today?
Excuse me, do you have me on speakerphone?
No, I just ate a very large lunch.
Okay, so I was... Let me tell you something. Chris, you mind if I call you Chris? Hey, come on,
I would rather you didn't, but go ahead.
Chrissy, baby, hey! Hell, let me tell you something. I watched Dark Knight Rises a couple days ago, and let me tell you something. Baby, sweetie, honey, it was okay. However, there was one thing I noticed that it was missing. It was missing a crudely animated beginning.
You have my permission to go off.
Wait a second. Do you know how much more money Dark Knight Rises would have made if it would have had an animated sequence of at least 6 frames per second to open your film?
No.
Let me tell you something.
Thank you.
6 frames per second. We're talking Bafo numbers, Sacco numbers.
Aren't they Warner Brothers?
That's Wacko and Yakko. I'm talking Bafo and Sacco.
You have to wait for them, you know.
Well, you know that would work too. I tell you right now. I tell you what. Why don't we replace in the next film? Let's replace the Riddler with the hippos from Animaniacs. And, you know, the opera singing, because they'll sound just as funny when they talk to Batman. I can see it right now, it'll be like...
I do like when people talk funny.
Exactly. I guess you can see it right now, when the hippos come up to him and go, "Riddle me this!" And he goes, "Hey, I'm Batman."
Am I still doing those movies?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. See, I hear you retired, but I'm telling you, you gotta do one more, baby. You gotta do one more, baby. Come on. Make one more.
Okay, I will work with you, but I must warn you, it will be most unpleasant for you.
I'm fine with that. I'm a union member.
You're hired. End of game. It is super safe for me.
Do you feel in control?
Oh my God, that was, Aaron. That was eerie and frightening. It was truly Dr. Fibes Returns. Okay, all right. I think we'll do. We have time for I think one more group round before we call it. So, let's see. I think we need to start with you on this one.
What?
Yeah, there's a method to my madness. All right. John, we'll do this. Mm-hmm. You'll start, you are Dr. Frankenstein, okay? Mm-hmm. All you wanted to do was, not the monster, the doctor.
Oh, there's a difference.
Yes. All right, all you wanted to do is make a sandwich, but even then you made a monster because the sandwich is alive.
Fine, you go ahead. We're just playing a game.
Don't whip your saber out in the panel.
La, da, da, da. A little bit of pastrami, a little bit of cheese, and put it on.
Oh, my sandwich is alive.
Craze. JJ, you're the sandwich.
Hello, sandwich.
So.
I thought that was oregano I put in there.
Nah, man, what's up, man? I'm a sandwich. What's up with that?
Was it made of bro-loni?
So this is awkward.
Maybe for you. You don't get a sandwich. I, however, get a life. Maybe you should try the same thing sometime.
Oh, hey, yeah, you did! I have a knife.
You call that a knife? That's not a knife. I'd say this is a knife, but I don't have hands.
Barbara, can you come in here real quick? You've got to see this.
Freeze. Who did you call for?
Barbara.
Barbara. Okay. Well, I was called sexist before, so Aaron, I guess you're Barbara. I mean, you know, I gotta respond.
Hey, baby.
I know we had this conversation before about me not creating anything else, making it come to life, but look on the counter.
I'm coming to get you, Barbara.
Honey?
Yes?
Did you use mustard?
Yeah.
I told you not to use the mustard.
What was wrong with the mustard?
Well, you know why it's so yellow?
No?
Are you calling me a coward?
No, but I may have peed in you once.
Oh!
I don't know what to do with that piece of information.
Hey, I'm Barbara. I do this sort of thing. I'm really drunk right now. I'm sorry.
Hey, baby, let me holler at you.
Oh, baby. Is there a sausage in this sandwich?
At least 4 or 5 slices. And let me tell you something, I got the regular mustard and the brown mustard. I am spicy.
Once you go brown mustard, you never go back.
Honey, I'm glad you made the full-size hole.
Okay.
Come take a...
Is this a buzzing round?
Do you want to take
a ride? Wrong way, yes.
Do you want to take a ride on my weenie mobile? I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. Way to go, people. I'm proud of you.
Okay, this is leaning towards utter doom. I just like to point that out.
I'll tell you what, baby. Let's go out. I'll tell you. I got a first name, you know.
Wait.
I got a first name. Ever since he gave me life, I got a first name. It's called Oscar. It's spelled O-S-E-A-R. I got a second name. It's called Meyer. M-A-Y-E-R. And if you ask me, this is what I'll say, because Oscar Mayer has a way of getting in your pants, baby.
Well,
I am right here. You can still see me, right?
Well, honey, you know when you
nobody
had, like,
sees you when I'm in the room.
You know when you've had like a really big meal and you feel really full? I want to feel full, baby. After you have a really good lunch and you just need a nap, I want to be so tired I need a nap.
I tell you what, just for you, I'm going to take the crust off.
Thank you, because I've had that crust on me for so long.
All right, I think I'm going to call time. Thank you. You know, on one hand, Rox, I really wanted to get you into that round just to have you participate. But on the other hand,
I offered the queso sandwich.
But on the other hand, even though you're the master villain, I felt the need to protect you.
I think these two were having their own moment. We're working out something.
Who knew you could get so many sexy things out of a sandwich? I wasn't aware of this.
I guess you were.
A sandwich made out of pee, might I ask.
What's
I don't even know. I don't even know. I was not expected to be called into that round. I have nothing prepared.
I have nothing prepared. What am I going to think of? Urine!
I've been drinking a lot of water this evening to try and keep my mouth, like, not dry. I don't know.
Dragon Con after dark.
Close to an hour.
This podcast will be appearing after the watershed. Oh my god.
Oh,
watershed. Oh, yeah. Now who's a freak now?
Sometimes they just stream out.
Adam's in the stream.
As the creator of the game, I admit I'm a freak. All right. So that somewhat mercifully brings us to the end of that round and the end of the show. Now, so it's all four members of the panel were spectacular and also at times disgusting. Now, if I take a moment or two to total up the scores, I see that we have the following. In a surging into fourth place, we have Roxas Bass House with 25 points. Oh, I already said it and I can't edit this one. I already said, I'm sorry. In third place, we have JJ with 26 points. In second place, John is with 27. Yes, 29 points, despite the urine incident.
Or because of the urine incident.
I'll never tell. All right, so there you go. So as always, if you enjoyed this episode of Solve This and you're here in our audience, you can rate us using the DragonCon app, and please do. If you're listening elsewhere, just retweet us, share us on Facebook and elsewhere, and wherever you are, if you're so inclined, stop by needcoffee.com/support and throw some money in the tin. Anything you can do to support us, we greatly appreciate it. So, thank you for listening. To solve this, if you have a problem that's been bothering you and you'd like to present it to a panel of experts for the amusement of the world, then send that problem in an email to solvethis@needcoffee.com. So until next time, on behalf of John Boutel, JJ Hawkins, Roxas Bass House, Aaron Poole, and the good people of DragonCon, this is me wishing you all saying goodbye. So, goodbye!